each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chakma, up and down the tundra. Also shout out to Yukon and the coast. This is Grady Deaton, and we're on Coffee at KYUK with your host of the show this morning, Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Grady, good morning. Thank you. Four candidates are vying for three open seats on Bethel City Council. This morning, we are going to talk with Sugar Rose Henderson. We're talking with each of the candidates this week on Coffee at KYUK. Sugar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sugar, why are you running for Bethel City Council?
Well, I have been a resident of Bethel my entire life. And I've just, in this time of sitting at home, I've been home since April, I've come to the conclusion that I need to contribute my time to this beautiful town, and I figured I'd better start somewhere, and the city council was the best place to start.
Mm-hmm. On city council, the city council has taken many actions related recently to the COVID-19 pandemic. Are there additional actions related to the pandemic you would like the council to take?
Well, I know there's a lot of things that the City of Bethel is not allowed to do, and I really want to look into the items that are not allowed to be done, and I want to see if we can do more. I'm very afraid of this whole pandemic, and I am proud at the steps that they have taken so far, and I just want to be able to help and contribute and go further at protecting our community and our villages.
Ideally, what would you like to happen? What actions would you like the council to take if they were able to?
Well, I would really, really like to enforce using your mask. You know, it's not just protecting yourself, it's also protecting others. And I want to look into what more can be done as far as mandating the people wearing masks. You don't have to wear it 24 hours a day. It's just when you're in public. It's just when you're, you know, at the store. And I just really wish people would take that more seriously. I drive around town. I go to the store, and I see a lot of people without masks. I see people get angry. They have to put their mask on to go in the store. And I want them to understand the importance so they're not angry and they're more willing to. And it just is so scary. I wish everybody would take it more seriously.
And the city council has passed a mandate that masks must be worn in public places, but you would like more enforcement of that. How would you like that enforcement to be enacted?
Well, that I don't know yet. I just, there has to be a way that we can enforce it to where people do take it seriously or know that the city is serious about protecting its population. And there has to be something. I don't know what there is yet. That's why I want to look into it more to see what we can do and what we cannot do.
The city of Bethel is once again without a city manager. What, as a council person, could you do to ensure that the city hires a good city manager? And are there any changes you would make from the last time the city hired a city manager?
Well, I believe that we could find somebody that is, you know, like a small town, knows the ins and outs of what we need to do or what they need to do to keep our city running. I believe that we need to allow that person to grow in the position before really any judgments are made. and we could play a part in keeping our city going, but I just really want to find somebody who is, I would prefer a homegrown person, but I don't see anybody applying homegrown. But it needs to be somebody who's compassionate with the people and city business. And I believe once we do find somebody, I believe we could work with them and watch them grow. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we go on. Find somebody else. But I really want to find somebody because I believe we're just spending so much money looking for somebody and trying to hire somebody, and it's not working. So we need to find somebody with the experience but is also very compassionate with their employees.
Mm-hmm. You said you would like to have a homegrown person. I've heard many people say that over the years each time the search for a new city manager begins. Is there a way to make this position more appealing to a homegrown person, or to build up people who are local to be able to take on the position?
Well, there is or has been a lot of in the past where a city council, and I've seen it and didn't understand it at the time because I was much younger, where the city council interferes with the city manager and their position, and it's very terrifying to me. If I was to apply, that would be my biggest fear, is the city council butting in and interfering with the way I do business. So I guess it would be the assurance that they would be able to do their job and we would trust them to do their job. And I think when I think about all the city managers we've had, all the homegrown city managers really have been on there a lot longer than somebody that was recruited out from outside, because they understand our community. They understand, you know, what the happenings of the Delta. And I just really wish that we could have somebody homegrown.
Mm-hmm. The city has also had tremendous turnover in its finance department. What actions would you like the city council to take to steady the city's finance department?
Well, I don't know what the circumstances were with the finance director resigning or leaving the city. It's the same as the city manager. You've got to get somebody in there that you can trust and allow them to do their job and deal with the issues as they come, if there are any issues coming out of the finance department. You know, it's all in hiring somebody and allowing them to do their job.
The city manager, when they're hired, their bosses are everyone on city council, so 7 city council members. It is a lot to have 7 bosses for one person. There is a lot of scrutiny that goes on to that position, but at the same time, how would you want to change that to where there is supervision by the council of the city manager, but that it isn't interfering with the city manager being able to do their job?
Well, I really do not believe in micromanaging. I believe in, and let me step back. You are correct. 7 bosses is very overwhelming. And if you're hired somewhere and you have 7 people telling you 7 things, 7 different things, it can be very difficult. And as a council, we need to come together and bring issues together, not, you know, 7 people hounding one person. It's hard to describe. It's just they need to be able to be allowed to do their job. Is the way I see it. And I don't believe they need to be micromanaged.
Mm-hmm. The city in recent months has seen changes in revenue, or really over the past year, taking in less alcohol tax. The amount of sales tax has changed during the pandemic, in addition to marijuana tax and taking in more online sales tax. What kind of change, if any, would you like to see to the city's budget with this change in revenue?
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to go over the whole city budget, so I really am unable to say anything about that at this time. I believe there are things in each department that probably could be eliminated that are a nicety, not a necessity. So until I can sit down and go over the budget with my fine-tooth comb, I don't know what it would be at this time.
Are you satisfied with the current status of the local option, local alcohol option that Bethel is in currently?
Yes.
Would you like to say more about that?
Well, growing up here, I have seen, I'm old enough to remember having a bar here in town. I remember being so fascinated in it because we weren't allowed to go in. And so as a child, every time we walked past it, we took every opportunity to try and peek inside. I do not remember the death rate being so high when I was younger, and maybe that's just because I was so young. But when the topic of alcohol came up, I was for allowing a liquor store. And in my thought then was, we have a whole generation that really cannot handle any alcohol. And my wish was, or my hope was, that the upcoming generation would be able to see the downfall of what the past generation went through with alcohol and not go that route. And when I saw the death rate go up after the liquor store opened, I came to the conclusion that it's just at this time not ready to change. And so I was so happy when the liquor store closed. If somebody, I don't believe in completely taking it away, because I don't believe everybody needs to be punished for the doings of others. But the way it is now, I think it is perfect.
And Sugar, what would you point to in your past to show people in Bethel that you would be a good city council member in this moment?
Well, I was a part of the Little League that was established by my husband and Steve Hayden. I was on that board the whole time that was alive. I was a part of the Ladies Auxiliary, and I worked my way up that rank in there, and was on the state level when all of that came to an end. And I was working my way up to be president. I've also participated in the Cub Scouts. I was on that board as well. And when I started my career at YKHC, I worked for the hospital governing board. So I'm familiar with the way that the meetings are run, the Roberts Rules of Order, and all of that. I'm 56-year-old that doesn't drink. I don't do drugs. I smoke cigarettes, but that's about it.
And if you were able to, we have about a minute left, if you were able to be elected to council, you've mentioned wanting more enforcement with the mask mandate, wearing mask in public. What would be a top priority you would like to make change to?
To the mask or to the pandemic itself?
To any top priority with the city of Bethel.
We've got to get a handle on the virus coming into Bethel. And I don't know a good way to do that at this time, but we have so many vulnerable people here in Bethel that could potentially die from this virus. And so we've got to get a handle on it coming in and keeping it at bay if it does get here.
Sugar, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sugar Harrison, who's one of four candidates running for three open seats on Bethel City Council. Listen all this week to hear from the other candidates. Tomorrow we'll talk with Conrad C.J. McCormick, who's running as a write-in candidate. And tune in next week for a live forum with all the candidates on KYUK. That's next Wednesday, September 23rd from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Elections are October 6th. Grady, back to you.
Thanks a lot, Anna Rose. Listeners, I have one thing. Well, I have two things left to say. Tune in on Saturday at 10 a.m. for a discussion about quarantining. We're going to talk for a whole hour, Kazuktun and Yuktun, about quarantining on a special edition of Coffee at KYUK on KYUK Radio Presents. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK 640 a.m. Leaves me that one thing I love to say to all of you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.